Said, what if I don't do what you say? And I said, uh-oh, dungeon. I mean, what, Beetle Bailey? He said, you mean peeling potatoes? And I said, yeah. And he said, mashing. Get it? Mash, like the program, mash.
Mashed potatoes.
All right. War potatoes.
What?
Now, Ross, what is the difference between mash and real war?
Dad, you know what? You mean the program mash?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mash has its color.
Mm-hmm.
Dad.
But were they fighting a real war?
Dad. No. Dad, you know mashed potatoes? You know what happens to potatoes when they get shot? They turn to mashed potatoes.
Very funny. I'm talking to Ross now. Just don't interrupt. Ross? Do you know what war was supposed to be in MASH? The Korean War.
What? I've never heard of that one.
Mm-hmm. That was the war we had after World War II.
Exactly after.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that was World
7 years
War
after.
III.
Mm-mm.
How many?
No, we don't want World War III. Then the whole world will blow up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be bye bye baby too.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we've
had
lots of little wars since World War II.
Mm-hmm.
When it says world, it means that the entire world can go.
What if we don't have a lot of wars for a long time, everybody would be coming back. Not anywhere.
No wars.
And then we could start having world wars again.
You want to have world wars?
So.
Okay. Now, in MASH, do you know what they were doing?
What?
Did you ever see them? Did you ever see them going out trying to shoot the enemy?
Yeah.
In MASH?
No.
Is it, when it was like G.I. Joe?
No.
What was the difference between G.I. Joe and MASH?
G.I. Joe would just go out there and hit them.
Yeah.
Smack
them. Smack them. It's kind of like cops and robbers, right?
Yeah.
And what do they do in MASH?
Seek and destroy.
Uh-huh.
So, like, seek and destroy.
And what do they do in MASH?
They, like, take the injured people. Mm-hmm. To the hospital, talk and sleep, and the helicopter brings the injured people. But you usually never see them fighting against the enemy.
No, so Hawkeye wasn't killing people, was he?
No.
He was saving their lives.
You know why?
Why?
He was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors are not...
An army doctor.
He was an army doctor. And...
They don't
a
fight.
Lot of them wouldn't carry.
Wouldn't fight to kill people. They didn't want to kill people. They didn't believe in fighting and killing people.
Some people
look at these little things.
Because their belief, they didn't believe in fighting would go as medical help. Help people.
What are you looking at, Mom?
Oh, you know that thing's on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's what... And when he came in, I was just about to grab it.
Oh, you were?
You boys are too nice.
Just be such darlings. You look so darling.
I was like, okay. And then he went, hey!
He did he? What a rotten
I was thing. About to get it, and I was the one who was more closer to it. And he said, hey!
You were the one who was closest to it?
Yeah. And he said, hey!
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say anything. He didn't say it nice like that.
He did?
Mm-hmm. He said, hey!
He did?
Yeah.
Mm, that's not good. And how about you?
I just was about to get it. And then I'll say, hey!
Let's
see. And that's who started the fight.
That's what started it, huh?
Ross.
Well, I'm real sorry about all of that. Real sorry. Thank you. Russ said, as you can see, it needs a couple of repairs. Mark doesn't really take that good care of it. Showing me his, what is that called, Russ?
Drawbridge.
Drawbridge, yes. That's very
nice.
From
the car starts.
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. Watch. Here it is. The lock. The lock. Dad, we didn't watch.
Who didn't watch?
Wanted his sock, and I found my sock in his drawer. He said, I've been wondering why it was so thin and large. Fussing over something, Mark's fussing to Mark. Tell the truth. If you don't tell the truth, you won't go to heaven. Why does he have to tell the truth, Russ?
Because he doesn't go to the devil.
Well, what about? Tell the truth about what?
If I do tell the truth, they'll give me a dollar.
No way. What are you guys fighting about?
Making hurt?
Tell the story about Lisa.
You see, Lisa was.
Hey, Mom. Okay, go ahead.
Lisa was. How should I say? She got a candy bar for me, and she promised me that. She'd give me $4 if I gave it to her. Mm-hmm. And let's see.
Did she give you the $4?
No.
What did this happen today, Mark?
First, when it was the day she would give me the candy bar. She broke her promise, and
wait, who got the candy bar?
And Lisa, and she promised me she would give me $4 for it. And the other day, she brought the $4, and she didn't give them to me. And that was the broken promise.
It was.
Yes.
Do you think that she was going to be your friend?
No.
Well, tell her that she doesn't have to bring $4. Tell her that 4 pennies is good enough.
No, Mark, you should charge her. Tell the teacher about it and charge her.
$4 is too much for a candy bar, Mark.
She told me.
But she told you. I know she offered it to you. Wait a second, Mark. Did she offer it to you? Well, do you think she offered it to him, or did he demand it?
He offered it to me.
Okay. Do you know what the difference is?
Yeah.
What does it mean to offer?
Offer means
and then she gives it.
Uh-huh.
And demand means pushing around to get them.
Yeah, right. Okay. And Mark?
What?
Where does she sit? Where does Lisa sit?
Next to me.
Next to you, okay. Do you want her to be your friend?
No.
Why not?
Well.
Is she cute?
Ugly.
Ugly? Really ugly? Where is she ugly?
She's like, when she's doing work, she always goes.
With her lips? Lips, uh-huh. And she got ugly little nose?
And she goes. She breathes. I hear some breathing. Too much breathing.
Okay, well, you be real careful now. Don't give her any more candy or you will lose some more money. You won't get the money you think you're going to get. Okay? What candy bar did you give her?
Mark, if you give her a candy bar and she gives and she gives you
$4,
you can buy 12 packs of bubble gum.
That's right. That's right, Mark.
At school?
No.
Wow.
At store.
I've got to get there right
at
now.
Store. Get
Ross, close it up.
Oh. I just used the
door. At the door.
I never knew the door would give bubblegum away.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Mark.
I mean at the store. S-T-O-R-E. Store. S-E-R-T-9. Oh, that means, at the door. You send in the postcard, then you go to the store, and then you get your dollars, and then you go to school, and then you buy it at school.
Oh, help me.
Oh, help. Now listen, Mark.
Today
is September 25th, and Mark wrote, was writing $4 on all his papers, too. Why were you writing $4 on all these papers, Mark?
Thanks.
You wanted to get it back.
Yeah.
And then you wanted $3 from Daddy.
He wanted $3 from Mommy.
He drew me pictures, and he said he was going to get three. Mark, that's a lot of money, just for a couple pictures.
But I gave you a lot of them.
You did it. You did some very nice. And that'll be part of your allowance, okay, honey?
$3. You'll add $3 to $8.
$11. Right.
How am I
going to
get
to
the...
Do you
really want
$4?
Mark, do you want... Remember, when you...
Honey, allowance is at the end of the week.
Mark, do you want $4 or
$3? $4. No, $3.
Then you'll get it at... Then you'll get $11 at the end of the week.
No, I want $4.
That'll be $12 at the end of the week.
$12. Mom, Dad.
Okay, now it's time for you boys to go back to
you. How much loans do you give us without including some?
Without including the extra money?
Yeah.
We don't count the extra money. We just give you money for being good.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if we can meet in this place up, we can do those flips again.
Dad, I'll give you. If you do it, I'll get every day.
Dad, I hope you know that thing is on.
Please, every day I'll make you pictures if you do it for me.
Okay. Now quiet down, boys.
Please, every day.
You can help. Yeah. What do you want to talk about in private, honey?
Dad, if you do rough up, I'll give you pictures every day, and you don't even have to pay for them.
Mark.
Now, boys, you have to get out of your room, because I have to do some more things. I want you to go to your room and get ready for bed. That means getting ready for bed means bedtime clothes, and I'll count to 10 on them.
I can't do any messes in that room.
That's right. That's why you're bored? You want?
Not because we have to do it in another
room.
Mom
will keep you entertained. Mommy's going to entertain you. Do you know what she's going to have? She's going to entertain you?
No, Mom.
You know how she's going to entertain you?
He's going to pull my hair off.
I'm checking for lice.
No.
Okay, well, just take it easy. No lice. You're lucky.
No lice.
You're in good shape, kid. No more cradle cap either. You don't have any more cradle cap. 6 years old and he's gotten rid of his cradle cap. Okay, send this little one off.
Yeah.
Send this one little off.
How am I supposed to read this to Mom?
No,
Mom has letters.
I gave it to Mom.
No, you don't have to. Letters
on,
and...
Go. Okay, I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
Go with Mom.
Or do you want to read it with Mark?
No, Mark, I think he has to do his letters.
Mark, get up, or else it comes out of your allowance.
Or you're out of your hide.
Or else you won't get any allowance.
I tell you that, you know. I was looking at a picture of Big Daddy and he said to me, sort of.
No, a breakdancer.
A breakdancer. And he said, you know, Dad, it's hard to figure this, but I think he's fatter than you are. sort of a little smile on his face, knowing that he's being very nasty and teasy.
Ross was talking about how glad he was I didn't put him into a girls' school. Of course, he doesn't go to a boys' school either, but how good he was. How glad he was that I didn't put him into a girls' school, and on and on. Finally, he said, but there is humiliation. But think of all the dates.
You all ask us, which one is yours? I was looking at a pile of papers that Mark's drawings mostly. And Ross said, the Halloween one. A Halloween one, if you find anyone. In other words, it wouldn't necessarily be a single one that was in fact the Halloween one. So if I didn't find the Halloween one, then it was a Halloween one, which isn't there. Anyway, what's interesting is the use of the definite article. I want to also record that this is related to Russell's paradox, where it says the present king of France is bald, but then it turns out not to be a present king of France. Therefore, we can't say that the present king of France is bald. Well, we can say it, but it's not really referential. So this use of the definite article is not truly referential, and therefore it was corrected to an indefinite article.
This is
wrong.
This is the Mothra, so it shows you which way to go.
Okay, what
is the Mothra? Here's what you want.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Turn right. There's a rock that shows you a way to go. And here's a place that caterpillars used to be in. Here's some wood. And here's another rock. A nice beady. And a nice one. And here's a nice white rock. And a little rock. And a big round rock. And a chipmunk. Squirrel thingy. A nut.
What's the real name of it?
Acorn. And a rock. A nice little teeny rock. Another one. This is a beauty rock.
Yeah, it's a nice color, doesn't it? Ooh, that's huge. Ooh, a piece of rhyolite.
A rock.
Most of this looks like bits of basalt or slate. No, this is almost
a
coal.
Nice, thin...
Mark, that's almost coal. This black.
I know,
black.
It is.
It's a coal.
It is coal.
Coal.
Cool.
Coal, Mark.
And a nice straight...
Mark, it's a piece of coal.
And a nice straight piece of rock. And a nice round rock.
That'd be good for rolling.
And a car rock that beaters can go on to bump on.
Uh-huh.
And a teeny little baby rock. A rock.
You got that from the road.
No rock.
You get these from the road or from where? From the pond?
A little shell. Here's a little shell.
Where did you find the little shell, honey? Oh, that's not a shell.
What
shell,
is
not, yeah, it's a shell, but not a nutshell.
Here.
Not a seashell.
And a nice little flat rock.
Mm-hmm.
Flat rock. And here's all the rest I have.
Mark was
That's
in the shower, and I said, do you mind if I turn off the water?
Oh, and
do I? Do you mind if I turn on the shower?
And
he said, I mind. And I said, oh, you mind? He said, whatever you say when it's okay. And I said, you mean I don't mind? He said, yeah, I don't mind.
You know what he means, that minding.
Yeah, he doesn't know whether mining is something that means you can do it or can't.
Do you mind doing it? In other words, are you going to mind me?
Yeah, anyway, he was happy with the final rendition, which was that I don't... What does it mean to say, I don't mind? What does that mean?
That you don't care if you have a shower.
I mean, it's okay or not okay?
It's okay.
Oops, I found another one. Put that diet right down.
You can pick whatever you want.
What? Very nice rocks now. Okay, now when you get more, I'm not going to let you take them. We're going to go dancing because Mom goes.
Which one do you want? After dancing.
After dancing, I want to keep all of these.
I like them all.
I get the whole book.
I like the one which tells us.
You mean you want the whole thing?
I want the whole thing.
Wow.
I want to keep all
mostly this piece of wood.
Now, you ready to go up the square dance?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay, get your coat on.
And
Mark, we're not building blocks now. We're going to Mark. Mark, we're not going to start blocks now.
Okay. Come on. Come on.
Mark, we'll get set up there.
Okay,
turn
it off, yeah.
Okay.
And that's
it, huh?
Yep.
No, I know it's just good. What would that be offended by? What was
a
it?
Legend.
What
that
I.
Kids
what you mean I would be upset by it or offended?
Mark. Would be offended because
why would I be offended?
Because they would be chasing little kids like Mark's age because just to keep the legend going.
Which legend is this?
About a guy that chops off little kids, like kill little kids that eat Mark's heads off. Stop saying it, Ron.
I don't think there is such a guy.
I know, they just made it up.
But
why?
Who made it up?
The kids.
At what school?
What?
What school?
Church. This place.
This place?
This place.
They made that up? Which kids made it up?
I started chasing little kids with sticks.
Stop it!
Really? The big kids do that? I'll have to talk to those big kids.
Oh, no, they're not doing it anymore.
Oh, they stopped it. Oh, good. Anyway, it's not offended. I'd be upset to hear it. Offended means that somebody's insulting me. See, I'm only offended if somebody insults me. Are you ever offended? You understand, Russ?
Well, I bet he is.
Me? Offended?
No, Mark.
Oh, Mark is offended, sure.
Because they're chasing little kids like him. That's why you should...
He's upset. He's upset, yeah. You get offended when they criticize you.
Yeah.
Well, they're not criticizing, they're trying to terrorize him. Okay, well, I understand the problem. Mark, do you want to read your book? Mark, Hello, Mark. Okay. This is Mark in bed with us on September 30th. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Do you
want to
read the book?
All right. No.
Okay, you want to read
them? All right, I want to read them.
Otherwise, I'll have to read my hard book, and that's hard. You don't want to hear scientists.
Me?
You want to read my hard book?
Me read.
Yeah, my hard book.
Your?
Yeah, you can read my hard, really tough book.
This?
Yeah.
Never mind.
You think that, would you rather read Peter and Jay? You think they'd be a little easier for you to read?
Who said easier?
I said easier. I said that would be easier.
Who said they easier? Oh, yeah. Jane and Peter.
Go ahead. Keep on reading.
Peter.
Uh-huh.
And Jane.
Peter and Jane. Okay. Like you said.
Apples.
You do? Like you said, I like stores with toys and with apples in. That reminds me, Mommy hasn't gotten apples from the store yet, and she went shopping close to apples, and she didn't get them. Right?
No. Close to this day.
Oh, close to this day. Uh-huh. When was it close to this day?
I don't know.
You mean like day before yesterday?
It was close.
Close, yeah. Not long ago. It wasn't long ago, right?
I've been
getting apples. Okay, do you want to turn the page?
Oh, I did.
Go ahead. Read it.
Oh, I can't wait.